Hey, Mac.
Yeah.
I'd like you to meet our new defense attorney, Billy Young. Mac Robinson, our court clerk.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Yeah, same here. Hey, nice grip.
Well, thanks. So you see, I wrestle professionally on the weekends. The Bayonne Bruiser?
Oh, yeah. I caught you at the gardens a couple of times.
You're kidding, aren't you?
Yeah, we're just funning, Bull.
And this is her assistant, Brad Tallman.
Hi.
Hi, what's happening?
I have no idea.
Now, come on, let's sit over here.
Oh, Bull, can you crack these chestnuts for me? Well, hello, hello, hello. Dan Fielding, assistant district attorney.
Billy Young, legal aid.
Nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
That could be arranged.
I'm Brad Tallman, Miss Young's assistant.
Yeah, hi.
Have you been in criminal court long?
7 years.
Wow. Then perhaps you could give me some advice.
Certainly. Don't wear that tie in court. Listen, it's your first night. How about a little welcome drink after work?
Sounds like fun. It's a date.
Oh, great. I'll see you later. This could be hot.
I'll try and keep her from asking around about you.
Look at this. Man with eight arms to wed.
Selma, that's disgusting. Those trashy tabloids are filled with nothing but gossip and lies and the sensationalism of human tragedy. Tux fits nice, though, doesn't it?
Your Honor, I'd like you to meet Miss Billy Young of Legal Aid and her assistant, Brad Tallman.
Selma Hacker?
Judge Harold T. Stone.
Selma, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Brad Tallman.
She wrestles, Harry. I guess I told it wrong.
How about a game of pool before we start work, huh?
I'm pretty good.
Well, don't let that stop you.
Well, you see, I have this silly superstition about hustling the judge before a session.
Good policy. How about after?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't. I'm having drinks with Dan.
Dan?
Dan Fielding, our DA.
Uh-huh.
Here, better do some homework, kid.
Versus Miles Seaver, Your Honor, third degree burglary. He stole a cat.
Just getting started in the business, Mr. Seaver?
I'm no criminal, Your Honor. That cat belongs to me, and believe me, she's more than just a cat.
More than just a cat?
That's true, Your Honor. The pussy in question being Ruffles, the trademark of the Kitty Kitty Cat Food Company.
Yeah, Ruffles. I see him on TV all the time. That's the cat that does a neat little breakdance number, isn't he?
The cat can't dance.
What are you talking about? He's terrific.
That's special effects. It costs a fortune.
You are?
Roger Blair, chief counsel for Kitty Kitty.
Actually, the cat is quite stupid. We have to use a stand-in for practically everything except the close-ups.
That's a lie. Velma's smart as a whip.
She used to make toast for me in the morning. She pushed the lever down with a little oar.
That's quite impressive, Mr. Seaver, but just for the record, who is Velma?
Your Honor, Velma is Ruffles.
I don't understand.
Well, one night after dinner, I went for a walk, Your Honor. I was looking for some string. It was going to be a surprise for Velma's birthday. She loves surprises.
To summarize, Your Honor, when he returned, the cat had disappeared.
Well, I left the bedroom window open, and she was gone. No note, nothing. I was devastated. For the next year, everything reminded me of her. I couldn't pass a can of tuna without...
Try to go on, Mr. Seaver.
One night, I was lying on the sofa watching TV, and there she is, staring at me seductively through the screen. Pimping cat food.
How could you tell it was Velma?
Could you forget the look of someone you slept with for 6 years?
It can be done.
Mr. Seaver, do you have any proof that you once owned this animal?
Your Honor, Mr. Seaver had this photo taken of Velma a few Christmases ago.
Oh.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, I sewed the Santa outfit myself.
Look at the cute little white beard.
It's cotton balls.
Your Honor, the state's collective heart goes out to Mr. Seaver, but the fact is the Kitty Kitty Cat Company has proof of ownership of the animal.
We found her, Your Honor, in an animal shelter. If it wasn't for us, she would have been destroyed.
That's exactly what you're doing to her now. When I found Velma, she was an emotional cripple.
Sudden fame, instant money. We've seen it 1,000 times, haven't we, Mr. Blair?
It killed Morris.
Where is the cat now?
Apparently still in Mr. Seaver's possession, Your Honor. The police traced the burglary to him through fingerprints, but there was no sign of the purloined feline.
He has no friends, no family, and no job, Your Honor. Velma's companionship is his very life's blood. You take that away and you might as well put him to sleep.
Figure of speech.
You don't seem to understand, Counselor. We're talking about more than a cat here. Ruffles is a trademark. Since she's joined the firm, sales have gone up 130%. And we're not just talking cat food, Your Honor. We are talking merchandising, greeting cards, calendars, posters, lunchboxes.
It was a gift.
Mr. Blair, would Kitty Kitty consider dropping the charges if Ruffles, nay, Velma, were returned?
We would, Your Honor.
No way.
Mr. Seaver.
And my company has authorized me to pay Mr. Seaver a finder's fee, if you will, of $1,000.
That seems a fair and reasonable offer, Mr. Seaver.
Velma's my friend.
Take the money. You can buy yourself a box full of friends.
We are prepared to offer you $2,500.
Money is not the issue here, Your Honor. We are talking about a man's devotion to his pet.
$7,500.
His love for another living creature.
$10,000.
No, you can't put a price on love.
He must be from out of town.
Your Honor, the cat is no longer in Mr. Seaver's possession.
No!
It's all right, Miles.
What are you saying, Miss Young?
I have the cat.
Ooh. All right. You were entitled to that one. Explanation, Miss Young.
Your Honor, when I interviewed my client, he told me where he had hidden the cat, and for humane reasons, I had someone pick her up and put her in a private kennel at my own expense.
Tell us where that kennel is, Miss Young.
With all due respect, sir, I don't think I can.
Ooh. All right. There's a 2-ooh limit. That's your last one.
I stand on the attorney-client privilege, Your Honor.
You stand on thin ice, Counselor. You know as well as I that that privilege ended as soon as you revealed that information in open court.
But, sir, I cannot let this feeble, wretched, pathetic little man down.
Thank you.
Would the counsel seat their clients and then join me back here at the bench for a little confidential yak?
Hi, Brad.
What if she's thrown in jail?
Then you'll be in charge.
That's what I thought. I think I'll be throwing up now.
What are you doing, Miss Young?
The right thing, Your Honor. Kitty Kitty might be legally right, but my client is not wrong. He's just fallen between the cracks of the system.
Looks like he's fallen between the cracks of the sidewalk, too.
Miss Young, either you tell us where that animal is, or the law will compel me to find you in contempt of this court.
I understand the consequences, Your Honor.
What, you're going to kill off our date for some geek who's in love with this furball?
I find that a little bit insensitive.
I'll say it is.
I believe she was referring to you, Mr. Prosecutor.
Oh, I don't think so.
Your Honor.
Miss Young, I'll give you one more chance. Where is the cat? Okay, just kidding. One more chance. Where is the cat?
Securely locked away, Your Honor.
Then you two will have something in common. Miss
Young, this court finds you in contempt and orders you confined until such time as you are willing to surrender Ruffles to his rightful...
Her
rightful owner. Selma?
I'm sorry, I hated to do this.
It's okay, Selma, I understand.
The matron who does the strip search is a friend of mine. I'll put in a good word for you.
Hey, my case was supposed to be next.
Okay,
huh?
Says who? I'm much more dangerous than he is.
Right, you are.
What a nerd.
Oh, come on, Dan. He's just over his head. That's why Legal Aid only sends accomplished attorneys to try cases. He's young. He's inexperienced.
He just stapled his tie to the table.
What a nerd.
Would you please let her out, Harry?
Afraid I can't do that, Dan.
We are going to be here all night with this chump.
Are you sure you don't want her released just for personal reasons?
Your Honor, my major concern is that the operation of this court continues to run smoothly. Ripe for the plucking, though, isn't she, Harry?
I thought you two were just going out for drinks.
That's just singles code for bed city.
Maybe. But what if she thought it was really just for drinks? Then what?
Then I've made a horrible mistake.
Next case, Your Honor. Shirley LaSalle. Solicitation for the purposes of sexual favors.
How does the defense plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor, by reason of temporary insanity.
I'll go talk to her. Take a 1-hour meal break.
Come on, kid. How about a break? Let's go over and get some sushi. Took me a while to get used to the idea, too.
Trixie, terrific outfit. Hey, Cindy, love what you've done to that hair. Okay, ladies, come on, settle down. That's enough, settle down. Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
I love the way you pause when you're talking.
I'm really not in the mood for you, James.
Hey, sister. Nice suit. Some kinky guy made me get dressed up like that once.
I love your hair, dear. Is it permanent press?
I see you can protect yourself.
I can, sure. But what about Miles Seaver? He can't protect himself against some giant corporation with unlimited funds.
Billy, listen to me.
Billy? That's a man's name.
Those are man's legs. We're even.
Billy, I wish you'd reconsider.
Your Honor, I'm just doing what I think is right. It's about integrity. It's about a principle. It's about...
A cat.
Yes, it is. Sometimes you have to take a stand, and that's what I am doing. I am taking a stand whether you agree with me or not.
I agree with you.
Of course, I don't... You agree with me?
Sure. I probably would have done the same thing.
They told me you were nuts.
Beg pardon?
I don't understand. If you agree with me, what am I doing in jail?
Call it a whim. I have this thing about upholding the law. Billy, what you did was noble. It really was. And as a person, I can admire it.
But as a judge...
Cough up the cat.
I can't.
And I'm afraid you may be here for a long time.
I'll be out in 24 hours.
Ah, the rabies test was negative. Good for you.
Billy, if you change your mind about this one, give me a call and I'll have you released. My number's on the wall.
Progress yet?
Not so far.
How about letting me give it a try?
If you like.
Yeah, I think I can give her a little incentive.
Hurt her only if you have to.
How you doing, kid?
Oh,
are just fine, Dad.
Hey, come on. You don't have to sweeten it up for me. I know it can be really rough in the joint.
I think I can handle it.
Hey. Look.
I'll smoke.
No. Cigarettes are as good as money in the slammer. Take it. Go ahead, take it. Get yourself something nice.
All rise. Criminal Court Part 2, The Horror of Manhattan, is now in session. The Honorable Harold T. Stone presiding.
You may be seated. What's wrong with him?
Well, he hadn't been asleep in about 30 hours. He stayed here last night just in case Billy changed her mind and you released her.
Is he that desperate?
I believe he was born that way, sir.
Would the counsels approach the bench, please? Dan, are you all right?
Fine.
Your Honor, I've gone through all the cases, and I think I can handle it today. I'm sure I can handle it. Legal Aid wanted to send somebody else down, but they're short of personnel, so I said, hey, I can handle it. All I need...
Get it!
The first order of business will be the People versus Seaver. As is usual in a contempt case, the defendant, in this case the defense attorney, will again be brought before the court and formally asked to comply with the judge's order. This will be the same procedure every day until the said case is resolved.
You smell wonderful.
I've been deloused.
Miss Young.
Your Honor.
Will you comply with this court's order?
Sir, I cannot.
Your Honor, if I may.
Mr. Blair.
I spoke to my superiors this morning, and I am now at liberty to offer Mr. Seaver $15,000 for the return of Ruffles.
Ooh. Mr. Seaver.
I just want my Velma back, Your Honor. $20,000.
Listen, when is big business going to learn that there's more to life than money? How long do you think you can push the little folks around?
$25,000.
We're not talking about property here.
$30,000.
Who the hell do you think you are? You can't buy that man's love. When are you going to get that into your head?
$50,000. Give him the cat.
What?
Give him the cat.
Miles, what about the love and companionship of Velma?
I'll miss that love. The companionship, I'm pretty sure I can buy.
Your Honor, I think there'll be no further action at this time. We drop all charges.
Mr. Prosecutor?
Fine.
Fine it is. Case dismissed. Contempt charge dismissed. We'll take a short recess.
I went to jail for you.
Listen, lady, I appreciate it. I really do. But I'm sure that Velma will understand.
Lose your self-respect. You've sold the only thing in your life that had any meaning. You've sold your dignity and you sold your soul.
I sold a cat for $50,000. God bless America.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
I think it was Aristotle who said, lost causes are the only ones worth fighting for.
Jimmy Stewart, Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Oh, yeah. I always get those two guys mixed up.
Thanks, Harry.
You know, you lead with your heart like that, and you are going to get hurt from time to time. You know that.
Yeah, I know that, but it's the way I'm built. How can I change that?
I don't think you can. I don't think you should. A life without purpose is indeed a meaningless existence.
Aristotle.
Otto Baron.
Philosopher?
Dead uncle. As charged, and the fine will be $50. What's next?
That's it, Your Honor.
All right, court is adjourned.
All set.
No, Dan, not tonight. I'm flushed.
Oh, wait. What kind of excuse is bushed?
Maybe some other time. I would probably just fall asleep on you tonight.
don't care.
Poor kid. I'll get Bull to drive you home.